Hi guys, welcome back to 5 Minutes with Gabe. Happy new week, happy Thursday, and happy life. So I hope, and so it is. So today I chose to talk to you about something really, really, really special that I was a part of, that I've been a part of. And today's episode is about Mayans MC. It's a TV show. It has 5 seasons. It is completed, so there are no new seasons to come. But we've heard some rumors about some possible spin-offs that might come to life. I have no idea. I haven't personally like heard anything from anyone yet, but it's exciting because it's really good. I don't know if you've heard of it, if you've have watched it, and I hope you have because it's really good. And it's more like this human experience, and it's really like down to earth and kind of like brutal, but like not just like, it's not just like brutal or like hard to watch sometimes, because it's like it's so honest and it's so like you see like different stories about like different people from like different backgrounds, and you see the development and you see how fragile like life really is, you know. So even though it's really like heavy sometimes, and you know, like there are a lot of like deaths and blood sometimes, or like violence, it's really good. It's really good. It's a really good TV show. And I am talking about it because I was a part of it. I'm so happy to say it again out loud. It was the first time ever that somebody like hired me as like an actor, like hashtag Hollywood actor. And that is so cool because it's like ever since I was a little kid, it's been low key. Okay, not low key at all. It's been my dream, you know, like to act and like, you know, like be in a TV show or a movie or both, or you know, like, and do all of the things that I'm doing, I've been doing, and there's more to come. So what I'm gonna talk about is how funny and spontaneous and honestly unexpected, you know, how I like got invited to come back to season 5 as an actor. And I had my first line. It was so cool. Okay, but before I say anything else, I gotta say something. I have never, ever worked, and I've worked in a lot of like productions as like featured artists or even background. Like I've done a lot of stuff. And I've never encountered like such lovely, friendly, good professionals and hardworking people like the Mayans MC crew. They are / were simply the best of the best. Cause they were like not only really good at what they were doing, and I'm talking about like all the crew, all the staff, all the cast, everyone involved. They were beyond friendly. It was almost like a family, even though like I only worked with them for season 3 as like featured like background, recurring background for Meth Mountain. I'm actually wearing the t-shirt that they gave me on the wrap up season 3. And so I worked with them for 3 episodes on season 3. I think it's episode 2, 9 and 10, or 8 and 9. I should have checked before I started like recording it, but it's okay. It's either, go watch it all and you will see me on season 3. And then, so I've only worked with them for 3 episodes on season 3 and 3 episodes on season 5. Episode 1, episode, I want to say 8 and 9, but I don't know. I am not sure again, but you can go and watch it all, and then you will see me a couple of times, and you're gonna be like, oh, that's Gabe. Yeah, that's Gabe. That's me. That is so cool. Oh my gosh. But anyways, so I wish we had more time to talk about it, and I might extend for another episode about like Mayans and C, because I haven't talked about like the plot. I'm just talking about my experience with it, and not even that, it's just I'm just pointing out facts. Anyways, I'm just happy to talk about it because I miss it, you know. I remember when I got the call for season 5 and I was like, I'll be there, and then I got there and they actually like hired me on the spot as an actor. So like I was already there on set, you know, and they were gonna use me like a featured background, I guess. And then all of this happened and I was there, and like this production guy, I remember his face, but I don't remember his name. I'm sorry, but I do remember you. And he's like, Gabe, I'm looking for Gabe. And I'm like, I'm here. He was like serious. And then he literally like said, like, follow me, grab your stuff and follow me. And I'm like, oh, okay. And he opened, like, we went to the cast area, and then, like, he opened a chair, and he said, congratulations, you may sit down. And I'm like, what? And it was, like, it was written, like, cast on the chair, and I'm like, what? I was speechless. I don't get that much of that thing. Like, right now, I'm like, but, you know, it was so much fun. And then I don't know if I can say their names, right? Like the director came over, and I love Brett so much. And he's like, Gabe, you've always been a hard worker. Like, your energy is amazing. Yada, yada. Anyways, I'm not going to be complimenting myself here, but he was saying good things about me. And then he's like, we'd love to have you as an actor. And I'm like, yes, of course. And then, you know, everybody was like saying congrats. And I met up with also Elgin, and, you know, like the rest is history. Go watch Mayans NC if you haven't yet. And because honestly, I know I'm like too excited because like it's a lot of things and a lot of emotions, and all of them are good and positive, but I'm gonna chill myself out right now. And I'm gonna say something important. Thank you, Elgin, Brett, all the writers, everyone involved with the production team, crew, cast, all the friends that I've made, like, everyone, even like the security guard on the parking lot. Thank you. All of you made me feel like seen, heard, respected, and even loved. Like, I know, like, maybe just like respected out of that. That's like our jobs as like human beings. But you guys all gave me the extra, like, you gave me the love element also with it. And that made a huge difference in my life. When I was on set for Mayans, there goes, it's gonna be like 10 minutes with Gabe today, I don't care. When I was on set for Mayans MC on the first day back in 2020, season 3, I remember that I went to the fitting room and they gave me a dress, a little like yellow dress to wear, to try out. And I was so anxious and I was so nervous. And I was like, I don't want to wear it. I don't want to wear a dress. Like, back then I was like, no, I'm a dude. Like, I don't want to wear a dress. Like, no way. No way, Jose. And then I was like, I'm here. I'm getting paid for it. I'm going to do the fitting. And if I don't want to work on the day, I won't work on the day. And I remember because it was like 2020. So we were always like taking COVID tests. And we were like, you know, like, and thank God I was always healthy. and I was able to work every single day. And but anyways, what I'm saying is that I was like talking to God and saying like, God, I don't know if I want to do this. Like, I don't want to wear a dress. I don't want to like work wearing a dress. Like, I know it's just like BG stuff, like BG's background stuff. But, like, I don't want to do this. Like, I don't feel comfortable or whatever. But then I was like, I need the money, and they're paying. It's like nobody might even see me. LOL. So I'm like, that's okay. And then I did it, and then they loved the dress on me. I loved the dress on me. I'm not gonna lie. Like, I was wearing it. I'm like, bet you look good. And then I remember the first day on set, I was literally the most confident person ever. And I'm not comparing myself to any other one, but like, I'm comparing myself to myself, any other version of myself. I was the most confident one ever. And I was like, wow, like, I like it. I like the free space between my legs. You know, like, I like how my butt looks on it, on this dress. And I loved the furry coat that they gave for me to wear with it. And anyways, long story short, I got featured throughout a couple of episodes on season 3 during Math Mountain scenes. And and I was running, I was kicking cars, I was running again and running more, and it was so good. I felt so alive. I guess something that I can get out of this, it's like, when you're around good people, things will flow and flourish way faster than anything else. So surround yourself with like good. I'm a lucky person. So like, I was lucky enough to have that amazing crew there to like just have my back. They all just had my back. You know, like, I didn't know. Oh, by the way, I didn't know I was gender fluid back then. So it was like really like hard for me to wear the dress and stuff. But then I was like so comfortable, and like, they were so friendly, respected, and lovely toward me that I was like, you know, I'm working. Let me just do it. I wasn't the one that chose the dress. They chose it for me. So I was like, you know, the hell with it, let's fucking do it. And let's skip this PG-13. And then literally days went by. I was working there almost every single day, and it was a lot of days, and it was a lot of cold nights, but they were like also taking care of us, like, you know, as good as they could. And I just had a lot of fun, you know? And then season 4, I remember that season 4 came along. They didn't call, they didn't ask for my presence. And I was like, I miss you guys. So if anyone from Mayans MC is watching this or is listening to this episode about Mayans MC, just know that I appreciate you. I do love you. I might not remember your name, but I hopefully will remember your face. And I adore you. And I want to hug you whenever I see you, because I'm grateful and I'm thankful for you, okay? Thank you for everything. Couple of years went by, and then I realized, even though they didn't call me for season 4, that's okay. I was like, whatever. I still watched it. I still had fun watching it. And I was like, oh, I know now. Like, I don't know, like... Anyways, and I was getting to know myself a little better, and then I realized, like, well, to think of me 2 years ago not wanting to wear a freaking dress for work, and now look at me wearing dresses, skirts, high heels, makeup, everything, like, you know, guys, sometimes we don't understand things, and sometimes we're scared of things because we know deep inside we relate to that. So I was scared of wearing a dress because, like, I knew I wanted to. I didn't know consciously, though. But I was like, you know, like, that was so good. But yeah, so the fast forward, they called me for season 5. I was there. I kicked some more ass. And I showed some more ass, too. And it was, I'm not going to lie, it was one of the best things that have ever happened to me in my life, and I am so grateful for everything about this. And And go watch Mayans and see. The 5 seasons are out now. And for everyone that I've met there, once again, thank you. And I love you. And I see you and I hold space for you. And you know what? Everyone who's watching me or listening to this, I do the same for you. Thank you for being here with me. I love you. And I do respect you. And I do hold space for you to be yourself too. Because that's when the best things ever happen. I love you. I'm Gabe Furtado. This is 5 Minutes with Gabe. And I'll see you next week with another extra special episode. And till then, enjoy life.